Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the lesson of responsibility. As I think back over my childhood, there were many lessons my parents taught me. Sometimes I learned by their intentional instruction, other times I learned by their example. But of all the life lessons they shared, one of the greatest was the lesson of responsibility. My parents taught me that I was responsible for my actions. I was not a victim. I had the God-given ability to choose, decide, act, think, and speak. I learned I was responsible for my behavior. My friendships, my grades at school, and my participation in family chores all came back to my personal responsibility. Even earning money and preparing for my future was my responsibility. As I reflect on these early lessons about responsibility, I also learn that the growth of my spiritual life was my responsibility. My growth in Christ was not the responsibility of my pastor, my Sunday school teacher, or even my parents. God used each of them to play a role, but my spiritual growth depended on whether or not I accepted the responsibility to grow. Now, you might be wondering, Lauren, is this idea biblical? Where does the Bible say we are responsible for our own spiritual growth? Isn't this something God does for us? Well, the scripture teaches that our knowledge of God and our experience with Him is something we must pursue. His presence, power, wisdom, strength, peace, and joy can all be obtained as we grow in our relationship with Him. You know, in my early 20s, I met and became attracted to a girl named Linda. A couple of years later, she would become my wife. But when I first met her, I didn't know the full blessing I would receive from this relationship. I did not know the joy I would experience from her presence, and I never would have if I hadn't pursued her. I want you to hear this truth today. You can have more of God in your life. There is more of His presence and power you can receive. You can have more love for others, more godly wisdom, more discernment, and more knowledge of His Word. God makes it all available, but He doesn't automatically download it into our lives. You and I are personally responsible for our own spiritual growth. In fact, we could say that where you and I are spiritually is directly tied to the level of our pursuit of God. Listen to these verses. James chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart." And Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near." Throughout Scripture, we are instructed to seek God, draw near to Him, and to pursue Him. We are called to obey, believe, and to step out in faith. God's Word commands us to forsake sin, to repent, and to live righteous and holy lives. All of these things God asks of us require us to take responsibility. No one grows spiritually by accident. No one automatically grows spiritually. It can only happen with intention. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." In this wonderful chapter, we learn that spiritual growth occurs only as we intentionally stay connected to Jesus. I believe it comes down to what we value. Choices and decisions are a reflection of our values. If we value spiritual development and a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, we'll make the decisions that lead to growth. Things like church attendance will become a priority, and we'll schedule other things around it. Spending time in God's Word and in prayer become daily necessities, not something we just do on occasion. So what is it that you desire? Do you want more of God in your life? Do you want a closer relationship with Jesus? You can have it if you'll take responsibility for your spiritual life. And here's today's challenge. Let's realize Jesus is worth pursuing. Nothing in this world compares to the joy of an intimate relationship with Christ. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.